going to start with today is the question about is there a mitzvah derabanan if you're already yotzei peruva? So peruva, let's take for now as a given, is you have to have a son and a daughter. Okay, it's machlokas, but that's the way we hold. That's Beis Hillel, the son and a daughter. Okay, it's not just to have a kid ad infinitum, but you have a son and daughter in yotzei. So now, what happens then? Do you say that you're deraisa your yotzei? The question is, midrabanan, you have to keep having kids. So the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yeshua, who says that yes, you're not allowed to stop. As long as you have koach to have kids, you're not allowed to stop. You're not allowed to stop. Okay, but the Mishnah holds no. The Mishnah says lo yivatel me peruvu mipiru elam kinyish lo banim. So once you have banim, you're allowed to be mivatel. So there's no halacha that you have to keep having more. You could if you want to, whatever, but there's no halacha like that, right? But the Ram says it's missing the risofim, like Rabbi Yeshua, and the Gemara's limud is because it says in the morning you should plant your seed and in the evening you should not stop, because you never know which seed will work out, and if both of them work out, then great. So similarly, you should have kids when you're young, kids when you're old, because you don't know which kids are going to work out and be proper Yerushimayim, whatever. So if they're both great, perfect. That's what the limud in, that's pasuk in Kohelas. That's so the Rambam doesn't bring down that pasuk. The Rambam just says, not to stop as long as you have the power, because anyone who adds on one nefesh and Klal Yisrael, it's as if he's building a world. Seemingly different reason. So I guess what we want to do is define the machlokas. Okay, define the machlokas. Did the Rabbanan, obligate you to continue onwards, or no? No such obligation. No such obligation. And if there is, what's the nature of that chiyuv? So let me ask you, what should we take up first? Should we take up the machlokas first, or should we take up the stira? The other set question is the Rambam, the Gemara uses, and the pasuk that the explanation that the Rambam has. The discrepancy between those two. What do you think would be methodologically a better place to start with? But the other thing, so I think what you're saying is right, is that the place to start here is not with the machlokas, whether or not there is a derabanan or not. Because if we don't understand what the derabanan is, how are we supposed to figure out why the other position doesn't hold by the derabanan? Right? So I think it's just, what are we going to go on? Should there be a derabanan, should there not be a derabanan? What's the derabanan? So we first have to figure out what the derabanan is. Now, we have clues. It seems we have clues into figuring out what the Derabanan is. Is the Gemara explains what the Derabanan is based upon? That's one clue. And we have the clue, the Rambam's explanation. And the third clue is the fact that there are different explanations. So you got to go with something. But the point is, I think we have to first figure out how we can understand or conceptualize the nature of the Mitzvah Derabanan. And then we could try to possibly, approach the question of what's the Smachlokas, whether there is the Derabanan or not. But I think for the time being, pretend everyone holds by the Rabbanan. The partial problem with taking up this problem is that we don't exactly have a very good idea about what the Deraisa is. Right? We didn't really do that yet. So you could argue, we at least have to have some loose idea about the Deraisa. Even though there's a whole machlokas and different positions and whatever, but at least in the explaining the Rabbanan, I think it's going to have pushed the question at least to give an approach, a working definition, of the Deraisa. Deraisa is saying is you could stop at a certain point, and then the Rabbanan is saying never stop, something like that. But you have to, it would seem to naturally bring it up, and it could be, once we understand the Deraisa, maybe it'll help us understand the Rabbanan a little bit more. But look at the Deraisa. What does the pasuk say? Peruvu malos aratz hashua. Right. So you should be fruitful, multiply, and fill the world, and conquer. Right. That means conquest. Man's human conquest is a man populating the world, civilization. Right. So which one I'd ask you? Does the Rambam sound more in line with that, or does the Rabbi Yeshua sound more in line with that? Because presumably the Rabbanan should somehow build on the Deraisa, right? You think somehow, right? Who? Rambam, right? I mean, the Rambam sounds like a natural extension of that. Right? Sounds like, look, the Deraisa, Peruvu, Lomosos, in fact, sounds like, keep going, fill up the world, right? How many kids should you have? Fill it up, right? Sounds like that. Now, the Deraisa says, no,
It's a shir. It doesn't go forever. Even though the idea, the philosophy of to populate the world, in theory is an endless pursuit. But the Raisa says there's a shir. Right? The Raisa says, you yotze yotu. Right? But the Rambam saying, it sounds like he's saying, is but each kid is really furthering that same objective. So it's true the Torah says you're yotze yotu, and that's it, you've met your... But anything more, your bana olam means you're building the world. That's the way the worlds are built. They're through every one kid. You know, you take one kid and you go forward 10 generations. There's a lot more kids. You know, that's what I think it means. Like, you know, bana olam. You think any one kid was one kid. But one kid, you think in your small lifetime. But so far as the history of the world, one kid makes a difference. Each kid is that's part of building the world. The way the world is built is Adam and Chava. So everyone else, Adam and Chava or Noah. So that's the thing is that... sounds like he says that the more kids you have, the Rabbanon is, don't stop. Don't potter yourself. The Raisa, you really a potter once you have this boy and a girl. But the Rabbanon is, don't stop. Even more, the idea of Puruvu is realized with every kid. Every kid you have is a kiyam in that idea of Purimulis Arts. And it's true the Torah said there's a shir, but the Rabbanon says, because since the really goal of Puruvu is really endless, and it's really keeps seeing out more of Mulos Aretz, it's just that the Torah gave you a shir, which it says, Yotze, but the Rabbanon says, don't. Okay. Still not 100% satisfying. Why not? Okay, and so far as, like, I'd say it's like this, is that in the Deoraisa, let's say I have two kids in Yotze, right? Let's say I have a third kid. Is that a kiyam in Puruvu? Is that a furtherance of my kiyam in Puruvu? What would you say? So I'd say in a simple pshat, yes. Because Puruvu Mulazaretz really means Mulazaretz. Right? It doesn't know any bound. Right? It's just that your Yotze... You can't stop unless you have kids with us. So, but it's not saying Puruvu still exists. The reality of Puruvu, am I involved in populating the world and filling the world? Of course I'm involved. You say I'm involved in populating the world. It's just that the Rabbanan say, the Torah says, there's a shir. You're not chayiv to keep on going. But the Rabbanan says, no, you are chayiv. They said that they took that which is a kiyam in the Deraisa. And they're making that a chiyav. The Raisa, that would be a kiyam to have more and more kids. And the Rabbanan are saying that's a chiyav. So she says, call each kid, each additional kid, you'll say, look, I already had two kids. Yeah, but each additional kid is kilo ban olam. And the mitzvah is milos aratz, v'chushta, building the world. So this is, each kid is, that's the kiyam. As the Rabbanan is enforcing you to do this kiyam than the Raisa. But there's still something a little bit bothersome, and we still have to explain it to Rishon. My father said, "It's like, what's where the run coming from? Like, look, that's what halachically what they're doing. They're saying is that which is the right kiyam, and the right, so they're saying is yichayev to do it. But the Torah didn't say yichayev to do it. So what are they bottom deciding to be more from than the Torah? Like, what's? It's true, it's a kiyam, and that's halachically what they're saying to do. But like, why?" What's the Tamad for the Dakana? Why are they, like the Torah said, you have kids, that's the mitzvah, and that's the shir, and the Torah said a shir. So the Rabbanan just say, nah, you know what, we think you should do more kids. Right, like, and the Torah Hashem gave him Torah. He says, look, a person not allowed to do that. So like, where are they coming from? Like, where are the Rabbanan coming from? What's the basis for the Mechayah? So even if you'll say, halachically, as Cain deraisa, halachically there's a way to formulate the chiyuv, that it's taking the kiyum deraisa and setting a mechayiv you on it. But what's the basis for the Rabbanan to do such a thing? Where are they coming from? It could be a kiyum, but the Torah, apparently the Torah held, it's a chiyuv to have a boy and a girl, and after that's a kiyum. And if you're very from, and you're very motivated to be involved in Puruvu, then you'll do it. And if not, then you're not an avarian. And why the Rabbanan? The Rabbanan decided to make you an avarian for not having a million kids? They don't want that. The Torah said, apparently that's good enough for the Torah. So, although the Rambam's expressing the halachic form, definition and formulation of what the Durabanan is, it's not he's not really explaining where the Rabbanan are coming from. Why are they making this thing in the first place? What's their motivation? That's where Matt was saying comes in, is that in Puravu, maybe this helps, but in Puravu, there is the basic idea in Puravu is just to populate Kal Yisrael, right? To populate the world and populate Jewish people. But a further idea in Puravu is that to have a certain type of Kal. Right, a certain type of Kal. That's the ultimate objective, is that Kal Yisrael should have a certain type. And the saying is that by that type is not so easy to come by, and the Rabbanan realized that, listen, the future of Kal Yisrael depends upon that type of, on the existence of Yerushalayim and Talmidei Chachamim, and that's the way Kal Yisrael, the integrity of Kal Yisrael is maintained through that. And the Rabbanan said we need people to making sure that we have Talmidei Chachamim in each generation, Yerushalayim, and in terms of maintaining the klal. So what they're saying is that they're mechayev you to basically to pay heed to ensuring the continuance of the Masorah and the continuance of the Yerushalayim. So that aspect, which is part of presumably it is part a secondary part of the Dorah. I mean, there is the primary idea is Mulas Artzach of Shua, but it functions to build Chai Yisrael and to create Yerushalayim and Anashim Ksherim. And the basic structure of the mitzvah is risky, especially especially in the fact that Jews are often killed and whatever, like the idea is to be minimalistic about it. It's like risking the future of the Bali Masorah and Bali Yisrael, the Torah. So Kubi's saying is that the Rabbanan or Machai of you to have kids betorah this framework of maintaining Yerei Shemayim, of proper kids. They added on, and they emphasized that feature that you're mechuyev to have proper kids. To make sure the goal, they're mechayev you to the goal of maintaining the kol and to maintaining the anashim ksherim of Kal Yisrael. But the Rambam holds that that's not the halachic part of the halachic structure of the mitzvah peruvu. Because the halachic structure of the mitzvah peruvu, it primarily is having kids. It's not having good kids. It's not halachically if you have bad kids. It's also the mitzvah. So it's not a component. So the Rambam is holding is that Rabbi Yeshua is the motivation of the thing. It's the Tama Davar, why a person should continue to have kids. And there is a reason why a person should continue to have kids. But halachically, the Kinder Isa, the way in which the Rambam set it up, is that they're Mechayev you in the Kiyam. So it's the Rabban Aaron just saying that, look, really, your Yotze, like according to Ram is like this, let's say Deraisa, your Yotze the Mitzvah, after you have two kids, that's it. Your Yotze, there's no further Kiyam. Deraisa. Right? So that's it. So what are having other kids? Having more kids is simply nothing. Now, then it could be, the Rabban Aaron would say, listen, we're worried about Kal Yisrael, we want you to have kids because we want to have Kesherim and all that. Yeah, but what are they going to do? Just make up a nucleus? Just out of nowhere, out of thin air, just have kids? That's not provoked. It's just a new mitzvah, a new institution out of nothing. So the Ram Hall is holding that would not fly. Rather, since the Deoraisa already had lends itself to more as a Kiyam, the Rabbanon are doing is they're taking that Kiyam and just making it a Chiyav because they're Tamadavar. So the Tamadavar, Rabbi Yeshua, the Rambam's looking at Rabbi Yeshua and says, that sounds kind of philosophical. Right? So, and you need it philosophical because that's the motivation. But the Rambam is giving you the halachic formulation. But the Rambam's formulation itself doesn't address the problem of why should they do such a thing. So the Rambam, the Mishnah Torah, is telling you the halacha. But the Gemara is showing you the source in Kohelas and the motivation behind the Darabon. Right? So now the final step, could we say, if you're with me, could we say, so what's the Mishnah holders know Darabon? Right, exactly. I'm saying is around the Kilo Ben Olam is not philosophy. He's not telling you it's because you're building worlds and people are important to the world or anything like that. He's telling you halachically, what are you doing? You're involved in Binyan Olam. I am just having one kid. that's Milos Arts of Rav Shua happens through one kid. Now it's two. The minimum in Torah sets is at two, but each additional kid is furthering the reality, the Binyan Olam and the Milos Arts of Rav Shua. So every one kid is contributing in that kiyum of Binyan Olam. So it's Kilo Ben Olam. That's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is Binyan Olam. That's what the mitzvah is. And each kid is a further step in that Binyan Olam. So I think the Binyan Olam matters thing is good. Is that so? What's the Rabbanon? The problem is, how could you argue with the thing? I mean, he's saying the Rabbanon are saying, or Bishua says the Rabbanon made a takana. He says, nah, I don't think so. Like, what's the source of? I mean, the Rabbanon made a takana for some reason apparently. So then, where is there? Like, how do you have a halachic question? Is what should they make it? Should they not make it? Bogaz Rosarecha, because you don't know which one. And what? And that the Mishnah holds you do know which one will be kosher? Like, or they say that's not a good reason? Like, it's just a funny machlokas. Is it a good reason? Is it a bad reason? Is it a bad reason? But once you have the Rambam who's saying, is look, the reasons are very nice, but the whole reason only flies because the Deoraisa already has a kiyam of more, the more kids, the more kiyam. Because the kiyam lends itself to Reboy, and it's a kiyam in Deoraisa, the more kids you have. But maybe the Mishnah holds that that's not the case. The Mishnah holds that, I mean, we could take it further. Maybe I shouldn't take it further. I mean, I could take it further, but I'd like to leave it for you guys to think about. But at least the move is that the machlokas between the Mishnah and the Yeshua, is it a further kiyam to have more kids, Deoraisa? Based on how you formulate the Deoraisa of two, is it pshat that there's lends itself to further kiyam? I don't want to say too much, but is it that it lends itself to further kiyam, and if it does lend itself to further kiyam, then there's room for the Rabbanan to move in? Or do you say no, that there is no further kiyam? Deoraisa, that's it. So anything further is just, it's just philosophy. It's just whatever. You could be, it may be nice, a nice idea, and you may feel like you're building the world and whatever, but look, luckily, that's it. It's done. Zero. So then there's no room for the Rabbanan to move in. Anything, they could just suggest it, but there's no key, and there's no key in the rice, there's nowhere for it to, you know, things to build upon. So, I mean, you can think about it. I'd rather finish it off. But it should be a quick definition. I mean, we're almost there. So let's think about that. And then I think we should go to that other question about the Sefer Torah, right? Because now the question is are you allowed to sell a Sefer Torah for it to be Yotze the Rabbana, right? For the Mitzvah of the Rabbana. If you already have kids, but now you want to have more kids because of the Rabbana, you have a right to sell the Sefer Torah for that. So I think the Rishon who spells out this point best, I think, is the Rosh. So the Rosh on this Gemara, it's actually on the next Gemara, on Rabbi Yeshua. It's not Rabbi Yeshua. But you'll see it. If you look for the Rosh, you'll find there's not that much here. So you look at the Rosh, and there may be a Tosus or two I want to do in Chagiga and Gittin, but I'll tell you if I want to do that. But for starters, you can just, so we want to think about this Machlokas. You can look at the Rosh and see the Machlokas.